It's that time of the year again. Hollywood's biggest night as the 91st Annual Academy Awards gets underway tonight. And what better way to really get you into the spirit with WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, who's joining us on Skype. And Jason, a big night, of course. And, you know, and by the way, I want to mention, too, before we get too far into this, if you haven't tested Jason's Oscar knowledge, we have this great video on WTOP.com that shows that you never want to be in a trivia match with Jason when it comes to Oscars information. You named all the movies through everyone, right? Every Best Picture?
Yeah, we had that's my fun party trick. We had we did a little stroll around the newsroom with a video camera, and we gave out years to everyone in the newsroom, and someone would yell, 1972, and I'd yell back, The Godfather. It was a really fun video. Check it out if you can. We had a fun time making it.
All right, well, let's get into tonight's big show, which we're going to see how your predictions pan out. Speaking of Best Picture, which is what you did in that video, a good place to start is Roma, Black Panther, Bohemian Rhapsody, all in the running for that category. What do you think, Jason, tonight?
Yeah, I've honestly never seen a year that I can remember that was this wide open, where so many different movies, I think, actually could take it at the end of the night. The odds-on favorite is Roma. You know, that's what all the Vegas people are saying. They always seem to know. But it's kind of slim odds. It's a beautifully shot movie by Alfonso Cuarón, produced by Netflix. It's black and white cinematography, gorgeous to look at. Sort of about his childhood caretaker when he was growing up in 1970s Mexico City. The irony is that I guess not many people out in the mainstream saw it, which, you know, we've seen the Academy go with that down that track in recent years, you know, with your Moonlights and your Birdmans and those kind of movies winning Shape of Water even last year, which beat Get Out, which was a travesty if you ask me. But so, yeah, if it continues down that line, Hollywood likes to view itself as the artistic medium. We could see Roma. The only thing that gives me pause on that Roma is going to have to make history on two fronts if it's going to do that. It's going to have to be the first foreign language film to win Best Picture. You know, they give a separate Oscar for foreign language, so it's going to have to, you know, it would be the first that would win both that and the actual Best Picture. And it would also have to be the first one, the first streaming film to win, because it was a Netflix release. So I think that's going to be sort of a test of where Hollywood is. Are they ready to go towards the small screen format versus, you know, throwing the the big screen stuff under the bus? Because that's the case, I still think there's a high chance we could see something like an upset by like a Green Book, or maybe even a Black Panther. When I saw a Green Book back in October at the Middleburg Film Festival, it got a standing ovation. And I just remember looking around, and I think my headline of the review that day was, this is going to win Best Picture. That was my prediction back in October. Since then, it's seen some controversies off screen. It seemed to weather them a little bit, because it still won Best Picture at the Golden Globes and at the Producers Guild. So it's sort of been that little engine that could. It's a feel-good movie that, you know, like the masses can appreciate. So we could see the Academy maybe go a more traditional route with that. Or if they really want to get crazy, maybe we see a Black Panther upset. It won at SAG. I wouldn't be surprised by that either. So I'm just excited to see where the Academy goes.
All right, real quick. Best Actor, Bradley Cooper, showing off his vocal technique. Rami Malek also in portraying Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody among the contenders for Best Actor. What do you think there?
I think it's a lot for Rami Malek. He was so electrifying as Freddie Mercury in the Bohemian Rhapsody movie. That was such a crowd pleaser. I think the Best Actor is where they actually award him here. So poor Bradley Cooper's probably thinking, this was supposed to be my year for A Star Is Born, but it's going to be Malek. And then over on the actress side, I think that's also a lock. I think Glenn Close has it on lockdown for The Wife, which was a beautiful little movie. This is what they would call the quote-unquote career makeup Oscar, you know, because she should have won for so many roles, like, you know, like Fatal Attraction, Dangerous Liaisons, all those great roles. But I think this is the year, and I don't want to do a disservice by saying that it's a career Oscar. I think she actually deserves it. It's a really beautiful, beautiful look that I think really fits the Me Too era, if you will. She's the neglected wife of a husband getting a Nobel Prize in literature, and she has some scenes where she sits there and waves wash over her, emotions wash over her face while she's watching her husband accept that award. It's a little indie movie, a little bit slower paced, but check it out. She's great in it.
Thanks, Jason. I guess you'll be live tweeting tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Starting at 8 at JFrayWTOP on Twitter.
All right, thanks so much. Jason Fraley, our entertainment editor, and find out more of his Oscar picks and stuff at WTOP.com and click on the entertainment section.